Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and we're talking about what happens if the worst happens. Is this a do-or-die election? I think it is. I hate to be that extreme, but I'm not the only one. Newt Gingrich has said many times this is the most important election that we've had since Lincoln, which was about 1860. So that says it all. And Tucker Carlson did a magnificent piece two nights ago in which he talked about what happens if we lose the Senate and the White House. And it's all left wing, because it's very left wing. We're seeing things, you know, not everything you see online is true. But one report is that they're trying to call to have police dogs euthanized. Well, that's not going to happen. But then again, I said defunding a police department is going to not happen either. And it has happened already in Minneapolis. So we'll see where that goes. But I wouldn't want to be living there now. I can tell you that for sure. Let's go to line two. It should be Roy in Boston. Roy, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Roy. How many do you have today?
Well, you know, people should not be surprised of what is happening, because I've been hearing about the leftist takeover of the government since I've been a kid. I can remember back in the 50s when Senator McCarthy exposed a lot of these people, and all that happened was the press vilified him. Now,
yeah, he thought everybody was a communist, and without verification, he was running wild. He had a noble mission, but he went off the rails. But go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you know, you have four Marxist organizations that have completely taken over the Democratic Party. And I don't know if you're familiar with them. You have the Committees of Correspondence for Democracy and Socialism. You have the Freedom Road Socialist Organization, the Communist Party of the United States, and the Democratic Socialist of America. And they've taken over at every level, federal, state, and local. And what is happening, history is repeating itself. We're going through the same cycle. People go from slavery to faith, from faith to courage, from courage to freedom, from freedom to prosperity, from prosperity to opulence, from opulence to decadence, from decadence to dependency, from dependency, and we're going right back into slavery.
Well, it's pretty, if you think about it, like the last two high-profile things were both by activists. The woman goading the police captain into calling her a bad name, she's known as an activist. The guy, Gugino, who got gently shoved, my God, I can't believe that's even a case. He's an activist. It seems like they're going out prodding the police, looking for trouble. Well, if they're looking for trouble, eventually it'll find you. You'll notice they're only picking on people who are sworn by their oath to uphold the law. Sometimes they're going to pick on the wrong people, and it'll be regrettable.
Well, they want to get rid of the good police, and they use this as an excuse, but they'll never get rid of a police force, because the left will bring in their own thugs, and again, it'll be just like the Gestapo and the KGB.
Well, I think it's like you got to learn the rules of the game. We have our rules now. They're like the Marcus of Queensbury rules for boxing. And this is, if we play by the rules, they got to play by the rules. Well, let me tell you something. If all of a sudden they're not playing by the rules, then why in hell should we? I'm just telling you, I think the mood of America is much more angry than they're guessing. And we have the ability to make our voices known and would do it.
Well, you're absolutely correct. And if it goes too far, I can envision people forming vigilance committees to protect themselves.
Yeah, that's the last thing you want, but I can see it too. Because after all of your protection has left, the cops aren't there anymore, and all you got is the left. And when they come for you, if you're not willing to protect yourself, they'll take that too.
Yeah, they want to take everything. They want complete control. They would like every country to be a socialist, communist type of country.
Well, let me tell you something. I mentioned it to Mr. Burton today, who is the attorney for the police, Tom Burton. And I said, yesterday I went out, I'm going to do a little target shooting. And I hadn't bought any ammo in forever, okay? So I went looking for some ammo. Good luck finding ammo. I'm telling you, good luck. It's very hard. And this has been going on. I've heard, years ago, I heard about a shortage of 22 that's because the government had bought up nearly the entire run of what had been manufactured for 22s. I don't know why the government would need 22s. That's a very small caliber, but I've heard about shortages ever since, all during the Obama years, and now there's almost no ammo to be found. They said that as soon as the truck comes and makes the delivery, it's gone, and they won't hold it. Most of them won't hold it for you. You got to be there, so you got to figure that out. Now, why do you think that's there? Is there suddenly a real urge to go target shooting? No, I think it's for home defense.
Yeah, well, people are starting to wake up. You can only push people so far.
That's right.
Back. And I think we're at that point.
We have more guns than we have people in this country, and we have a lot of people who know how to use them. So you're not going to be setting other people on fire, taking their possessions, killing their pets, calling for the police dogs to be euthanized. You're not going to get away with it. It's not going to happen. Because as America is nice and quiet and tranquil, it can also, as Admiral Yamamoto said, I'm afraid we have awakened a sleeping giant and filled him with a terrible resolve. You don't want to screw with America, pal. And if you don't know that, you're going to learn it.
Well,
all right, thank you. Thanks for the call. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. Tony's, you're on vacation after today, right?
Yes, I am.
And Buzzy will still be here. You'll be gone for how much, like 10 days?
Yeah, I'm back the 13th.
Okay, look forward to I hope you have a good vacation.
Thank
look forward
you.
To you coming back. And so Buzzy will be here. And with no names being given, he will be joined by the third person who, it's like a chemistry thing. You know, you can put this in the beaker, and you can put that in the beaker, and that's okay. Don't put the wrong thing in the beaker, or it causes real problems. And the guy we got working with us, we love him, but he can't put anything in the beaker. Because Buzzy, he seems to have almost a hypnotic deal with you. That when you're fine when you're just Buzzy, but when it's Buzzy and the other guy, things can happen. So I suggest people listen, because anything can happen.
Like we got to
you know why he has that influence on you?
I've worked with this certain individual here the entire time, and we spent a lot of time. You know, he'd be at KB on a Saturday, and I'd be here, and we'd be running a tape show. So I'd go down and talk to him, and it's just the things we talk about when the mics are off are very similar, and we just have a different way of communicating those things.
Absolutely. That different way of
different is a good way of describing it.
That's really good. Thank you very much. Meanwhile, Jeffrey, what's his name?
Epstein's
girlfriend is captured. Can you imagine? First of all, there's a Netflix special, which we saw last week. I don't know if it's been on for a long time or if it's new, but very good. And like Bill Clinton said, he was never on that jet that Epstein has. He was on it for 27 times.
Yep.
Unless he was hiding out on the wing, it was 27 times. Boy, if they make a plea deal with her, is she got stuff to spill? I can't believe it. You could talk about governments being taken down with that.
I bet there are some heavy-hitting names on this list.
Now, you already said publicly you're sorry to hear about her impending suicide, simply because anybody that's connected with the Clintons ends up mysteriously dead.
It's like, what, one of the top trending things right now, Joe?
The Clinton body count is the third thing trending. Number two is Alan Dershowitz. Number one is Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yeah, I watched her. She was like, for those of you who didn't know, she was like Epstein's pimp. It's a woman pimp, which I think is unusual, but I think that's how you could best describe it. And now they finally captured her. It'll be interesting to know what kind of information she has and what kind of information she's willing to trade. You talk about a bargaining situation. She's got a lot of chips. I would not want to be sitting at a poker table with her because she'd go all in.
You know, ever notice that that since Jeffrey Epstein and any time child sex trafficking and things like that hit the news, we get some sort of major news event that distracts us from the child sex trafficking and Jeffrey Epstein?
Well, we'll see what happens this time around. Let's go to line three, which would be Bill in Eden. Bill, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy. I think just a few weeks ago, Aunt Jemima tweeted that she had information on that would indict Hillary.
She talked about how many pancakes he had when he was on the plane.
Suddenly, she's gone.
What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to mention to you, I mentioned this to Joe at one point, there's an app out there called Parlay or Parler. It's kind of like a conservative version of Twitter. So if Sandy, if I know when you do your show prep and stuff, this gives you a lot of up-to-date information, and you might want to check it out because I think you'd like it. It's very
okay. I will check it out. Thank you.
I just saw something, in fact, from Elise Stefanik, who said that Adam Schiff had actually learned of this Russian bounty intelligence in February and that he withheld the information from Congress and took no action, just like he did when he was coordinating with the so-called whistleblower.
Yeah, when he had all of the information, he had all the evidence. It turned out he had nothing.
Yeah. I wanted to mention something Abraham Lincoln said about character. He said that nearly all men can stand adversity, but if you want to test a man's character, give him power. And I wanted to mention that quote because I want to say, see how a political party acts when it is denied power. Remember what Hillary said when she was saying, there will be no civility unless they get the House or the Senate back. If some political party is going to act in a way that they will not be civil, that political party does not deserve to be in power, is what I think.
You know what disappoints me and angers me at the same time is how un-American the Democrats are now. They don't seem to care at all about the country. All they care about is what you just said, power. Of them dominating and giving and handing out what we have, what we've earned to other people who haven't earned it. They're very comfortable. They have no conscience about it. And I have not been watching politics long enough to have seen it before. I don't know if it's original. Probably not. But that's the thing that amazes me is they don't give a damn about the country. The thought of the country first is long gone with them.
President Trump has really exposed them, and I think his being there has opened a lot of our eyes to what's been going on. And another quote from Lincoln, where he said, Americans will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves.
So, well, remember what Lincoln said, too, a house divided.
Yeah.
And we are definitely divided now. But the thing that concerns me is we are divided, but they are more energized than we are. I don't think we can just assume that everything's going to blow over and it's going to be lollipops and roses. People that lose are usually worse than candidates that think they might not lose.
I'm really concerned about November when November comes. And you were mentioning cars earlier. I had another analogy with cars, with brakes. Think of brake pads. We're to the point now where, just like when a car gets brake pads that are worn out and they start squeaking,
yeah,
to put the new brake pads on to make sure that you can stop. We're sort of at that point in our history now where President Trump is there, the brakes are squeaking. He's the one that with hopefully he can get, you know, the House and the Senate again, and we can put the brake pads back on, new pads, to keep the country the way it is, to keep it from, if we lose it, if those pads wear out, we're just going to, you know, not be able to stop and go into this liberal oblivion that we do not want.
I just hope he doesn't think it's the wrong move to move swiftly, violently, if necessary, to squash this whole movement. Because if not, we're going to lose the country. If he thinks that laying back a little bit and show and letting them see that what they want to do doesn't work, like CHAP or whatever they call it, that's not going to work. That's too subliminal. A subliminal does not work. That's why the opponents always bring up the jokes. They don't seem to get them, or because Biden mentioned three of them, which were jokes, as positions of the president. So subtlety doesn't work. I think you got to go with a sledgehammer and squash it now. Thank you. Thank you for the call. Okay, Mr. Beamer, Mr. Joseph Beamer, what do you have on Facebook?
All right, Facebook is heating up. We'll go with Lori. Lori says, absolutely, this will be the end of what we know to be the United States. Taxes will increase. We will have no rights to guns. Police will be reformed. Religious rights will be dwindled. Civil liberties, Supreme Court justices, and federal justices. It will all change, and we will never get it back.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you, and you're not going to believe it, okay? But if you know me, you know I don't BS. If they ever take over, and all of a sudden the tax rate for, you know, you're going to work every day, and they suddenly decide to change all the brackets and to make it so you're basically earning a penny on a dollar, I will purposely cut my own income to practically nothing. I will do that. I will live on less, and I'll do it, because I'm just not going to work for the government alone. I'm not going to do that. So I won't be somebody that they can gouge. Maybe I'll be somebody they send stuff to instead. Well, does that sound like a good idea, Tony?
I think so. I think it's logical, and I think a lot of people are going to think like that. Remember what happened to France, and I can't remember how many years ago, when they hiked up the tax to around 70, 75%, right around there. What happened? All the wealthy started to leave the country.
They left. Well, how about Greece? Remember what Greece did? They had, this was only within the last couple of years, they had all these riots in Greece.
I remember.
It was simply because the government was cutting down on the free stuff they were giving to them. They couldn't afford the programs they were used to, and they started rioting. Now, the point is, we give a lot of stuff away now, and they're the vocal ones. They never say thank you, ever. Ever. Doesn't matter what it's for. Okay? But they're the vocal ones. The other ones are just law-abiding taxpayers who happen to vote. And this vote is going to be super important. One more before the break, Kabuz.
Yes, Jim says we will be rich in resources, but we will have no money. We will quickly become what we despise from other countries. We will quickly erase history, and we will quickly have no rights that we take for granted today.
And Tony, this has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but could you dig up that coffee can that I planted in your backyard just in case I need to make a quick getaway?
I will do that.
And I'll be at the airport, and they'll say, could you open up that Maxwell House can, please? I'll say, it's my coffee. I must have coffee when I fly. They'll open up and say, wait a minute, there's $23 in here.
Hey, I've been saving a long time to get that.
I've been saving forever, and I work for Entercom. Oh, I understand it now. Okay, we'll take a break. That's two Entercom jokes I did today. That's my whole week's allowance, you know.
What's the over or under?
The over and under is two. right. We'll be back with more of Beach and Company on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, yes, we are back with Beach and Company. Oh, we have a professional musician in there. Sounds very nice. Let's go to line one, David in Buffalo. David, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I think everybody needs to watch Animal Farm because they need to, just to watch this thing, because be careful what you ask for because you just might get it. Napoleon the Pig, who was the great defender of the poor animals, took over and became worse than what he took over from. I think that's kind of what we're looking at coming up here. So it's, I think that would be a good.
Well, that's good advice. I've never seen that, but I'll check it out. Thank you. Thanks for the call. You know, it's amazing. We're just reading a little thing online. It says Hitler said that the key was to get the children, and they did. They had the kids who were turning in their own parents to the Nazis. Okay, but it said that they were the results of Hitler's work as to get them. And now, what are we looking at? We're looking at kids who are the fruit of a very liberal education. We have our own position, which we usually sit around and discuss with our kids. We have a place in the universe, and this is how we lead our lives, and we're hoping the kids follow suit. And what happens? After you try as hard as you can, starting as early as you can, then you send them off to college, don't you? And in college, they're not getting the same message that you gave, not by a long shot. And then they're suddenly out of college, and the last influence on them were their very liberal college professors, extremely liberal. And some of the things that they learned in college aren't necessarily beneficial to the United States of America, but that's what they have, and they come home. And you could see it with CHOP there in Seattle. You saw who set up that enclave. They look like people just out of school or in that same age group. These weren't seasoned veterans. These weren't legislators. These were kids It's almost what happened there. See if you agree with me, Tony, on this.
Okay.
It's almost like these kids had nothing to do, and this is like a spring break gone wild, except two people died. And a couple of other people got shot. But that's what it reminded me of. Hey, let's go over there, and it's spring break time, and let's, here, we'll set up a tent, a co-op, screw the government. I mean, I can just see college kids on break written all over that.
My take is more of, and I've explained this before with today's younger people. I don't mean to sound like I'm old. Well, actually, I am. Okay, so today's younger people.
Are they on your grass again, Tony?
They better get off my lawn. young people, and you see this on social media. They want to dictate the narrative. They want to dictate to what you think of them. So that's where this whole woke.
It's where this whole like this, Tony. What the hell have they done to contribute to this country?
Nothing.
They've done nothing. Their parents have done everything, handed them off to us now, and we're stuck with them. But I'd like to know what the hell they've done to make this a better country.
Yeah, absolutely nothing. So they got this whole mindset of being woke, and they want to impress their friends of what they're into. If you look at footage of the riots and the protests, what do you see a lot of? You see a lot of young people with their cell phones out, and they got the video going. They may be doing Facebook Live, but they're demonstrating. They're showing everybody, look how woke I am. They're the biggest phonies on the planet right now because the little snowflakes don't want people to think anything negative of them. So they got to go out of their way to prove to everybody that they're woke.
Well, let me tell you something. I saw the interview last night with Sean Hannity with the father of one of the kids. He's 19 that got killed in CHOP. Okay. And you should see that. You want to be cool. You want to be woke, as Tony says. You got to be in it. You want to show how edgy you are. He said he was taking a nap. He said he laid down on the couch. And next thing you know, after he awoken, his son hadn't come home. And then he found out his son was shot dead. And the cops had to fight their way in. His son was already taken to a hospital, and they wouldn't let him see him. So he didn't see his son for some time after he was shot. But he said he didn't want his son to go out, but after he kind of lay down on the couch, his son went and never came home. So I don't know how hip and cool that is, but that doesn't sound very inviting to me. But to an immature young mind, maybe you just needed something to do that night, and you decided to go there and play protest. Well, you find out that you weren't playing because you're never going to do another one. Let's go to line one. It would be Frank in Tonawanda. Frank, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Frank. Always good to talk to you.
Yes. Yesterday, I was watching Tucker Carlson, and he was showing an excerpt from New York City where these protesters are sitting in across from the city hall. And you're right, though. It looks to me, it looks like it's a something for them to do. They're all sitting around. It's almost like a big party in the park with their lawn chairs and their blankies and all this kind of stuff. And then they were perusing the area, and there wasn't one building that didn't have graffiti on it. And I mean obscene graffiti. Defacing public property. I don't understand. Well, this is New York City with de Blasio. You could be arrested for that. I mean, you're...
They're not arresting anybody for anything. Now, they did arrest 100 people a couple of days ago. But let's see if it goes to the courts. Because we've been disappointed with every move. You're disappointed with this, disappointed with that. They're not prosecuting here. Now it's going to the courts, and I'll bet you we're going to be disappointed with the results. They're going to let them off with some slap on the hand, and that's it.
And God forbid it goes to the Supreme Court, because Justice Roberts, that guy has been a total failure. What a disappointment he is. And, you know, everything that he comes down on, it seems to be on the side of the liberals. And I'm so disgusted. You look at the protesters in Hong Kong. These people are protesting for their life over there. They're protesting because they don't want to be under a dictatorship. That's protesting.
Yep, and the president has reached out to them and gave them an opportunity to get on the road to citizenship in the U.S. so that they would not be harmed. I think that was pretty humane. You're not going to hear much about it because he did it. If it was somebody else, you'd hear a lot about it.
These young people, and it starts with the education system. These kids are taught from an early age on, pre-K and kindergarten, right on up. By the time they hit high school and they're ready to go to college, they've already been indoctrinated. So all they need is that next step with these left-wing lunatic professors and all these colleges that are professing their opinions about our political system and how unjust it is. You know what? We have a friend of ours, and she immigrated here from Uganda. Her husband was a doctor, and she says the reason why they came over here, why her husband had passed away, and she's here on her own. She was a nurse over there, but she couldn't be a nurse over here, so she's an aide in a nursing home. She was very, very kind to my wife's aunt before she passed away, a lot of sympathy and empathy. But anyways, to make a long story short, she says one of the reasons why they came here was because of Idi Amin. He was literally euthanizing his people in his own country. Anybody that had any kind of college education, he went after them to make sure that he got rid of them. And they fled, and they were in a resettlement camp for like 2 or 3 years before they were able to immigrate to this country.
Didn't they kill Idi Amin? As I recall, I think he died, but I'm not sure how.
Died. I think he exiled to France or something like that. And I think he died in exile, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong.
Okay, and I think it goes right along with what you're saying with Lincoln's thought, too, that, remember, you've got to take care of the children and make sure that they're educated properly. And you don't have control. Once you send them off to college, you have no control. It's over then because they're coming home and they know more than you do and they got a better way to do it than you have. But, of course, they're there because of you, but they forget about that. You're too old to have any real active part in our society. I think I hate what I'm seeing now. The way the government is going and flowing, I think everybody's looking, instead of doing the right thing, they're looking at how will the optics on this play? Will it look all right? Will I be sued? Is some little punk girl going to come and chastise me and whatever? We'll take a break. Thank you, Frank. Thank you very much. We'll take a break and be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. Candace Owens is online. Tony, you're a big fan of Candace Owens.
Love Candace Owens.
She's very good. She has a statement out it's online now. It says, defending violent criminals proves you're stupid, not black, which is good. That's absolutely right. I mean, it isn't a black issue. It's a stupidity issue. I think it's quite obvious, and I know you've quoted many things from Candace Owens, and she's a real spark plug. She really knows how to get people's attention. Like Mr. Buzzy Beamer, in charge of our Facebook selections, and at the end of the show, we always give him a little buzz here. What do you got?
Well, Sandy, first, I would just like to say off something Tony said last segment about social media and millennials on the left.
Sure.
You notice this, and it's becoming more and more apparent. Now, we talked about one that we saw a few days ago, and then Tony opened my eyes to another example of a TikTok person who lost their job because they threatened to stab conservatives and teach them a lesson while they were bleeding and dying. That's not uncommon on social media. You see this a lot with, you know, once Trump loses in November, we'll remember who voted for him, and we're going to eliminate conservatives and talk like that. It's not uncommon to go on Twitter and see, and we're not talking like the most radical people, even though they are, but we're not talking people who just all day tweet radical thoughts, but they'll retweet something like that. And like I said, it's not uncommon to see someone my age talk about eliminating conservatives.
Go with the change or you will die.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, first of all, they're immature minds. I don't care how long they've been sitting in a classroom They're still immature and uneducated when they get out. But they're educated in thinking that they know more than everybody else does, and that's dangerous.
Well, their liberal arts professor told them how special they are and that it's up to them to change the world.
Well, we were told, you know, you are special. Nobody's like you. And they begin to believe it. I think it's time we start giving them the truth. But when you're talking about people's kids, they're oftentimes, it doesn't make sense, things that they say to support their children.
Not my little angel.
Exactly. it's who is it? It's at the store. It's Madison. Madison went from demanding the sun-dried panini sandwich to now throwing a gas bomb through a window. I mean, that's basically it. Had she not been able to choose her own panini sandwich, she wouldn't probably be doing gas bombing now.
But Sandy, she did have a timeout.
She did. She had a timeout in which she learned how to make a bomb. thank you. And you know what amazes me? The parents who are so unaware of their children, keep in mind, every one of these punks that we see with the mask on, not the mask for the virus, just a regular mask and the hood, and they're throwing stuff and whatever, every one of those people has parents or had parents. All right, when they come home because they don't have a place, because they're not working or they're not making much money, and so they're living with mom and dad down in the basement where they can get on social media all day and video games all night.
While they eat Hot Pockets.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that sounds like fun, actually.
games all night.
But the bottom line is, don't you understand what they're doing during the day? Don't you care what they're doing? Talk to that father that Sean Hannity interviewed. Mm-hmm. And you know one thing that was quite nice? Sean, the man obviously didn't have any money. And Sean offered out of his own pocket to pay for the funeral of the 19-year-old boy who died at the CHOP thing.
Yeah, but the left calls Sean Hannity a scumbag.
Oh, yeah. So he offered to do it. And the guy said, thank you, but no. I guess he didn't think he needed that, but he was very generous, and they got along really good, and we learned some things too. You've got to, whether you like it or not, you got to find out where your kids are going at night, what they're doing. If all of a sudden in your kid's closet you got all this stuff that looks like you've seen on TV when they're throwing Molotov cocktails at people, you got to ask some questions. You got to get things different. Because if you don't do it now, you won't be able to do it at their funeral.
That's right. Okay?
And the more they play in those games, the better chance there'll be a funeral. In fact, if you got a kid and you can't get them to straighten out, here's what I would suggest. Take them to a funeral home and buy a prepaid funeral for them. Okay? Put the money out. Write the check. And say, I'm taking this out because your lifestyle, what you're doing now, you're going to need this. And I might not have the money to do it when it's time. So here, we'll pay for your funeral now. Now, I don't know about you, but that would seem very sincere to me that mom and dad are correct.
Go ahead.
Like that, Tony?
Yes.
I just thought of that.
I saw a video, and it's really sad, and especially being a parent. And it was this young girl, I'm going to guess teenage years, maybe upper teens. And she's chatting with her friends, doing video chatting, and she's screaming at her parents for being conservatives and how horrible life is because her parents are conservative and how she doesn't ever want to see them again. Wow, it broke my heart.
Yeah, and you gotta do, they used to call it tough love. I don't know if they still do, but that's what you got to do. Because you're not helping them by placating. You're not helping them, okay? Oh, I understand. Look, you think life is cruel now, wait till later. And the bottom line is, if you don't want to have to go to their early funeral, you got to talk some sense into them. And it's got to be hard knock sense. Here's the reality. Let's go out and check what the real world is like. Yeah, give me another one, Buzzy. I think I got time for one more.
Amy puts it perfectly. She said, you want to know what the country will look like if the Democrats take over in November? Just look at New York, California, Illinois, Washington, and Oregon.
And she's right. And as far as New York is concerned, look what we got. Why is it on a national scale every moron legislator comes from New York? Is there a reason? Do we just breed them here or what? And then we got de Blasio, who apparently, with all of this you-know-what falling down, he thinks it'll be fun to have Black Lives Matter mural painted on the front of where Donald Trump used to live. I don't know if he realizes Trump doesn't live there anymore, but his name's still on Trump Tower. So this is what we got for alleged leadership. And we got power-hungry Andrew Cuomo, who's best? The best thing coming out of his mouth is his mother's meatballs, and that's it. So that about wraps it up. An interesting show. Thank you. Well, have a good vacation, Tony.
Thank you.
And we'll see you whenever you get back. And good to you, Buzzy. See you on Monday.
I'll be on tomorrow.
Oh, it's 4th of July. You'll be on live, too, right?
I'll be on tomorrow, 9 o'clock live.
Okay, that about wraps it up. We'll see you on Monday.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.